The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. The Muskie Expo Chicago, January 19th through the 21st at the Kane County Fairgrounds, St. Charles, Illinois, MuskieExpo.com. The Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on a cold and blustery last couple of days. I mean, did you see that wind and the snow coming down in the Midwest here? A few people are listening to us around the country. You're getting rain and storms down south, up in the upper Midwest, Wisconsin, Chicago, Iowa, Minnesota. Let me just put it to you this way. It's a winter wonderland. And it's pretty brutal, let me tell you. I mean, and the temperatures are in the single digits. So all my friends that are living down south, you know, in Missouri and Alabama and Tennessee and everywhere down that way, trust me, zero is cold, and I think you'll know that. But let's talk about today's show. On today's show, we're at the beginning, as I mentioned last week, of all the sports shows coming to the Chicagoland area, the Muskie Expo is in St. Charles. That's coming next weekend. I'll be there. Make sure you're there. The Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo is going to be at Schaumburg in 2 weeks. And then next month, the Tinley Park Outdoor Show is coming in the Tinley Park area, obviously. And we'll be at that one. So we're going to be at all three of these shows having a great time, laughing and just carrying on and all kinds of stuff with the crowd and the kids and stuff. But on today's show, we have Rick Stagowski from Daiwa telling us all about the great free gifts that you can qualify for with the purchase of a Daiwa product at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show that's in Schaumburg in 2 weeks. Then Mike Versette is coming on. He's the owner of the Muskie Expo. That's the first big show of the year here in Chicagoland. And that's next weekend it starts. And they've got lodges, new muskie gear, rods. Waterworks Marine is there with their Lund boats. Hey, remember, when you go up there, say, hey, what's my Chauncey price on this boat here, okay? You got to ask them that, though. And more. Then I hope we're going to have an aid and fishing report, but I'm not too sure because the weather's been really bad in western Michigan. But we'll see what I get in the email when I open it up. You never know. Okay, but it's really, this storm, it's tough to get any kind of an outdoor report. I do tell you one thing. The last couple of days, Mother Nature's ice machine is definitely working. And I mean definitely working. It's producing ice better than I've seen it in probably a couple of years. Maybe it'll knock some of the ticks down because ticks don't like the real, real cold weather, which is a good sign. But it's going to be a tough couple of days, but it'll be perfectly fine to go to the Muskie Show next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Remember that. And that's at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Hey, a couple of outdoor news tidbits. For the third time, That's right. This is unbelievable. The third time in 13 months, the state record burbot has been broken in Indiana waters. Anthony Burke of Cedar Lake was fishing for perch in Lake Michigan on January 6th when he landed a burbot that was 37 and a quarter inches long and weighed 14 pounds. A burbot is in the cod family, okay? And they're not real pretty fish, but it's a trophy, and they taste really good. I'm sorry, it weighed 14 pounds, 0.36 ounces. 14 pounds, 3.6 ounces. That's right. I have to make sure I got that right here. He beat the previous record by nearly 3 pounds. That's a lot of fish there. You know, it's a native species to Lake Michigan, and they spend most of their time offshore in deep, cold waters. But, hey, when winter shows up in Illinois and Michigan, you know, they move into the, you know, colder water close to shore looking for more food and bait. So that's a good sign. And he says it was a lot of fun. He was very happy. He knew he had a record catch and wanted to make sure he got it all documented and taken care of. And he says, burbots are great for the table. Let's not pass this one up. So congratulations, Anthony. And I'm going to try to get him on the show in a couple of weeks to talk to him about catching this new state record Indiana trout, burbot. Why trout? It's not a trout. It's a burbot, Chauncey. So let's check that out. In Michigan, they're changing some rules. The Michigan DNR Resource Commission is adopted regulations changing, establishing a daily possession limit of one rainbow trout 20 inches or greater year-round on selective rivers. This takes effect April 1. The amendment will be a new component to the current daily possession limit regulations covering Type 3 and Type 4 waters where you can keep 5 fish, but no more than 3 trout 15 inches or greater with one rainbow trout 20 inches or greater are allowed. I think I need a lawyer when I go fishing now, don't you? Holy mackerel. Type 3 waters are like Bear Creek in Manistee County, Carp River in Marquette County, Manistee River in Manistee County, Muskegon River upstream boundaries, Croton Dam down to about M120. That's a long stretch. Paramarquette River, Mason County, upstream boundary is Reed Road, Indian Bridge, they call it, downstream to old US 31. These are some long stretches of river that they're doing this to. And then type 4 waters, it's the Betsy River, Little Manistee River, Paramarquette River, Prairie Creek, Rogue River, Whitefish River, including east and west branches, and the White River North Branch. That's a tough place to fish. I've tried canoeing, walking, and fishing that White Branch, North Branch, White River, North Branch. Say that three times fast. This public response is what made the Michigan DNR Commission support the lower bag limits. So let's hope this is going to help a lot of things out and make it better for so, so many more anglers out there. We should see that really well. And also, the Michigan DNR has a cooperation with a number of different snowmobile groups and organizations is putting out a video that you can go onto their website and see all about using snowmobiles and riding with groups and being part of it and remembering that not everybody in the group may be as good of a snowmobiler as you are. And when an inexperienced snowmobiler is trying to catch up to the group, there's usually injuries, and they've even had some fatalities. So it's a really cool video I watch. Please take your time. Go to the Michigan Department of Natural Resource website and check this out. I think you will enjoy it greatly. But bundle up, my friends, because it's going to be a cold day, cold weekend into next week here in the Upper Midwest. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds at 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st, and get ready to yell, fish on! This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they are sold out at stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing. Fishing boats, muskie clubs, seminars from top muskie professionals, muskie gear, talk to muskie guides and charters from Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, Michigan, and Canada. There's free parking and more. Buy your ticket online at muskieexpo.com and save 20%. A one-day ticket is $12 and a three-day ticket is $20. Young muskie anglers 16 and under are free. So don't miss a seminar. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. muskieexpo.com.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it!
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yo, man, can you feel it? You know, next weekend we've got the Muskie Show starting, and this week and the weekend after that, we've got the big Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo at the Schaumburg Show. We all call it the Schaumburg Show, just so you know that. But on the phone with me, we've got one of our really good friends and great sponsor of Chauncey's Great Outdoors from Iowa. We've got Rick Stokowski. Rick, how are you, my friend?
Good, Chauncey. How are you doing?
Buddy, I'm fired up because last year we did a big announcement with that new bait that done with Daiwa. Oh, my God. That looked like you should have filleted it and eat it in my mind. But this year, I'm excited about this because Daiwa's coming out with, this is the big announcement. It's not being done at ICAST. It's not being done any of the classics or MLF or anything. This is being announced, presented, debuted, spotlight on it, headlines of the Tribune or whatever. It's a spinning rod and a trolling rod from Daiwa. And it's so, we are so secretive. We can't even tell you the name of it, right?
That's right. Unfortunately, we can't. But it's a brand new walleye series of rods. that they've been working on for quite a while. And, you know, I mean, it's geared right at the walleye. There's probably like 6 different trolling models and about 10 or 12 different spinning rods that will be introduced at the Chicagoland Sport Fishing Show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this, and because, you know, there's been a lot of effort put in these things, and, you know, come on, everybody, if you're using a walleye rod, you could use this a lot of time for a lot of different species, so don't just think it's a walleye rod. It's an all-around great fishing rod from Daiwa. This, I mean, if you purchase this at the show, there are so many specials that we're going to be talking about, Rick. You're going to get a free spool of J-braid, right?
Yep. So when you buy any one of these new rods, you're going to get a 150-yard filler spool of J-braid Grand that sells for about $20.
Yeah. I mean, So on top of a great rod, you know, I'm just thinking about it. Man, I could put one of those really sweet Tatula spinning rods or, you know, a nice bait. A Daiwa trolling reel on that. Ooh, yeah, we could set this up.
Yep. One up for you.
My toes are curling, Rick. My toes are curling.
And I will say that some people go, well, how much is this going to cost? It's less than $150, which is even better.
That's right. For a high-quality rod like this? Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some other great deals going on there because last year there was you guys could not even keep them. You couldn't keep up with them at all the different shows because everybody was, you know, buying the reels and, you know, or a rod and grabbing their, you know, high-performance Daiwa hoodies, weren't they? But this year you changed it, and you're using a Daiwa Wharf Rat Performance giveaway hoodie that's like, you know, $55, $60 value with the purchase of any rod and reel above $300, and you just go to the Redemption Center right there at the Daiwa booth, and you can exchange it and get your new shirt.
It's a really cool-looking hoodie.
Another program. You're doing this with the two vendors at the show that are selling Daiwa products. Is that correct?
Well, actually, we're doing it with all the vendors.
All the vendors.
So, I mean, you've got, there's, like, Fish Tech will be there. Angler's Outlet from Sydney Park will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We actually even have a new dealer that came up from Alton, Illinois, called Bluff City Outdoors. They will have them. And then from Burtonville, Illinois, we have Presley's Outdoors, who will also be there with these products.
So there's
going to be four different vendors there, or four different dealers that will be there that you could get the products from. So depending on what size or what action you're looking for, I'm sure one of them will have that.
One of them will have the product on there. Very good.
Yep.
Okay. Then you're also doing a program with the purchase of a Tatula rod and reel at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, the Schaumburg Show. You can get a free Daiwa Huck long-sleeve performance shirt. These are really sweet. It's like a $60 value with the purchase of any Tatula rod or reel. Man, you guys are, you know, Christmas was a couple of weeks ago, buddy.
Nope, this is Christmas in January.
Christmas in January at the Sport Show from Daiwa. I love this one. Then those Tatulas. I'm not kidding you, folks. Put one in your hand. You're not going to put it down. You're just going to look at the dealer that you're buying it from and just say, put it in a bag. Here's my card. When you turn that handle, it just rolled so easy. I mean, you don't even know you got a fishing reel in your hand. Oh, man, those Tatulas are sweet. Woo, I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
The other thing you've got, there's going to be, and it's been a long-running product of Daiwa, Kage products.
Yep.
If somebody buys 2 Kage products, you've got a dry bag that's like a backpack, it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to Santa about this because it's like, you know, obviously he just flew over my house. He said, you ain't getting nothing, Chauncey. I could get all my gifts at the sport show.
Oh, that's why Santa didn't bring you anything. He figured you'd wait and get to the show to get it for free.
He's waiting for me at the show to get it, right. I mean, that is just amazing that you're doing this. And on top of that, there's also programs that you're doing for baits, right?
We got a couple different programs on baits where when you buy a bait, you get something for free, whether it be some of our new the Iowa minnow bait. We're doing it on the Nico worms that we have. We're doing a deal with the evergreen bait, where those same type of you buy two, get one free. But I also, one of the hottest deals that I really like is, so last year, those Betsy baits you were talking about.
Yeah.
This year at the show, we're doing a buy a Betsy, and we'll give you a Betsy free.
No.
And those are $70 baits.
I buy one, I get one free?
Yeah.
Oh, my. People, you need to look at those Betsy baits. Because when I held one, I was like, I could see that, you know, going on the surface. Going, oh.
Yeah, and we sold out of them last year.
I know you did.
We had a dealer bring in, and he brought in a ton. And by, I want to say, Sunday morning, they were all gone. We had people come, oh, I want to get one. And unfortunately, we just didn't have any left.
Right. I look at this and I am just in complete shock of all the great programs, the great ideas, that new walleye, the spinning rod or the trolling rod that's going to be announced on that the 25th, right, you said?
Yes. It will be announced on the 25th.
That is just going to be so exciting because across the country, nobody's going to see it until it shows up at that show, and you've got to hold it. It's one of those rides that you just got to hold it, and, you know, the 25th is a Thursday, so, you know, get there, check it out, go, oh, yeah, this is good. I want to do this. And just make sure you match it with another good Daiwa reel, too, you know. I mean, you know what the
heck. Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to, they could get that walleye rod in the spinning, and they could pair it with a Tatula spinning reel. And now they could get, you know, one of the free shirts and get a free spool of Jay Bray Grant.
You know, I'm going to need a program, just like a ballpark. see who all the... This
but
is
we'll have posters there. We'll have posters at the show, and we'll have posters in all the dealers, just as a reminder for, you know, depending on what you're looking for.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about also next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, because this is a really great... Hey, that one, the Nico Worm that you talked about...
Yep.
Isn't that Nico Worm, that one, the very very thin worm that I saw at the ICAST show?
No. Actually, that was a new bait from Evergreen.
Oh, that was a new bait from Evergreen. I'm sorry.
Yep, that was an Evergreen bait. Yep.
Okay. So the Nico Worm is one, it's got a little bit of a tail to it, though.
Yeah, so the Nico Worm, that's actually a bait that Gary Yamamoto is pouring for Daiwa. Because Daiwa is not into pouring their own plastics, and they have a very good relationship with Gary Yamamoto. So we actually have quite a few different versions of the Nico worm that you can buy.
Cool.
And those are the ones that we're doing. We're also doing a buy two packs, you get one free.
Okay.
But it's the same type of plastic that Gary Yamamoto uses with his plastics. Just, it's our own design as far as the tails, the bodies, and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. And well, once again, everybody, I'm going to try to go through this pretty quick here. If you purchased this new walleye spinning rod or the trolling rod, you'll get a free spool of Jay Brad line. It's like a $20 value or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. If you purchase a Daiwa rod and reel above $300, you're going to get a free Daiwa Performance hoodie. That's like a $55 value. That's really sweet. That's a nice hoodie. If you're looking at the Daiwa Tatula rod or reel, you can get yourself, when you purchase one of them. This is all available at the Schaumburg Show in 2 weeks, everybody. Okay, and if you purchase a Kage, any two products, you get this dry bag, which is an $80 value, as we mentioned earlier. That's a great deal. Rick, what are the special deals on the lures again? The baits?
Okay, so if you purchase any two evergreen baits, you receive a free evergreen bait, and we will have an assortment of different ones, so you don't hit, you'll come to the booth, and all of these here, you come to the Daiwa Redemption booth to get these. So on the evergreen baits, when you buy two, you receive a free one, and you'll be able to pick out from an assortment of different baits, depending on what you might want. When you buy any two packs of the Nico worms, and these are the ones that are made for us by Gary Yamamoto, you get a free pack of Nico worms. When you purchase any two Daiwa minnow baits and you come back to the booth, you're going to receive a third minnow bait for free. And then the big deal is on the Betsy. When you buy any Pro-Rex Betsy, you come back by the booth and you get one for free.
I got to have
them. And that's a $70 bait.
I got to have them put one of my favorite colors on the side. because I'm buying one. I'm buying one. Rick, thanks so much for coming on the program and telling us about all the special deals. And I know we've got some people lined up for the next couple of weeks from Daiwa, pro staffers and different things that are going to be coming at the show, that we can hear from them about all the great products that, and the things at the show that they can be part of with Daiwa. Okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special gift for someone who is hard to buy it for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. Muskieexpo.com. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Catch the big one. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Brandon Polinick, Matt Robinson, Steve Heiding, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, and more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 25th through 28th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportsshows.com.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network, For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we've got a really big shoe coming to Chicago next weekend. A really big, big shoe is, God, I'm just aging myself. I didn't realize that. The Ed Sullivan Show. Oh, God, but on the phone with me right now, we have Mike Vesaret, who is the gentleman who has and has been running one of the most successful muskie outdoor shows. This one is called the Muskie Expo Chicago at the King County Fairground. Mike, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Chauncey. Appreciate it.
Buddy, you took the show over a couple of years ago, and all I can say is you exploded it. You got...
Well, I didn't explode it. Muskie fishing itself exploded. I mean, it's always been a popular sport, Chauncey. I mean, you've got to give credit where credit's due. But it is an exciting sport. People really have just seen a lot of the great videos out in YouTube land, and they, you know, they go, hey, I want to catch one of those. So it's kind of had its own run, shall we say.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've learned that when you talk to muskie fishermen, everything else is bait.
Well, everything else is bait to a muskie. That is true. I 100% agree. No offense to any walleye fishermen other multi-species people, but yeah, mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Now, this show is going to be at the Kane County Fairgrounds, which is a really great location because it's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 19th, 20th, and 21st, right?
Correct. You have the exact right dates, correct.
And the cool thing about this is this show is, you know, when you walk in the door, you're in the middle of the show. You have no, it's like, bang, there's stuff to the left, stuff to the right, and stuff in front of you. I mean, it's like, it's great.
Yeah, no, it is great. It's a great venue. It's a clean venue. The parking is free. It's a really... I'll put it this way: no venue is perfect, but this is as good as we've ever found. We've been in three different locations over the last 25 years, and by far this is the easiest for the consumer, easiest for the vendors, easiest for everyone involved. That you just don't have that hard urban pressure for traffic. You don't have that hard urban pressure for like parking costs and all that other kind of stuff that's sometimes associated with events like ours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other thing, too, is, you know, when, you know, it used to be at that place called the Pheasant Run.
Pheasant Run, correct.
Yeah, well, and we all know what happened to Pheasant Run. A bulldozer got in the way. And, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, things do have their time. Yeah. And obviously that was, boy, I'm 56 years old, and I remember going to that venue when I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was a great venue when I was 18, but it really had gotten dated, so yeah. It was time.
Yeah, and the Kane County Fairgrounds, it's really easy to get to. If you're going west on North Avenue, which anybody who is in this area knows that's highway, you know, Route 64, you take that, you cross the Fox River, and hang a left on Randall Road, and keep an eye out on your right for the signs, because it's, you know, literally like four blocks south of North Avenue.
Coming from the north, obviously you'll see the two landmarks I'd give you is a Harley Davidson dealership and the Costco. It's right next to Costco.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you wanna bring the wife and kids and stop by Costco, do some shopping or get a new Harley and then come in check out the Muskie Expo.
That's right. Or if you're taking Route 38, which is North Avenue, when you hit Randall Road, hang a right, and it's about the same number of blocks north. So it's easy to get to. I drove past it yesterday, going to and coming back from an event, and I was on the Northwest Tollway, and it was like, not Northwest Tollway, but the East-West Tollway, got off of Randall Road, boom, right there. No problem. It's an easy way to get to everybody, so don't even think about it. And it's at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois. That ought to tell you, give you an idea. And, you know, check out the show. Go check out a few things in the community after the show, but you're going to spend a lot of time at the show. And while you're at the show, you've got some great hours and admission prices, don't you?
Well, right now, as we speak during this show right now, mm-hmm. our tickets are on sale. You can buy them online at 20% discount, either the three-day ticket, 20% off, or the one-day tickets, also 20% off. Those tickets are available online. Go ahead, muskieexpo.com. Boom, you can easily purchase these tickets. We'll hold them at the roll call window, obviously, because right now there's no way for us to mail them to you and get mm-hmm. guarantee that they'll get to your hands in time.
So exactly.
They'll just show up, you give your name, you'll be on the list, and there you go, you're in.
Yeah, and that's cool. So, I mean, for a three-day pass, it's $25. You're selling them for...
Well, and right now, like I said, if you buy it right now, it's $20. Yeah. It's 20% off.
MuskieExpo.com. That's not a hard thing to figure out, everybody. A one-day pass is $12, which normally it's like $15, which are great items. Kids 16 and under are free. So, I mean, there's no excuse. Grab the teenager, get him off the little push-button thing on the couch and say, come on, we're going to go look at some big fish with teeth, you know? And let him come exactly. out and see this. It's going to be such a cool, cool thing. And you also have one of the most interesting exhibitor lists that I've seen in a long time at a Muskie event, until prior to you taking it over. You know, I mean, you have really top-end bait companies. You've got top-end rod companies, tackle box companies that, I mean, you're never going to buy another tackle box after you buy one of these. I mean, there are so many different things that you've got there that day. Guide services. It goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, you really can. You can really show up there if you're even a rank beginner, just want to learn how to do this. The thing with if you do decide to engage with a guide, it's a great first experience because, quite frankly, you don't bring your equipment. You don't need equipment. Your guide's going to have it. So if you've never fished before, it's like maybe even a great gift for your dad, for mm-hmm. For whoever, and whoever the fisher person is in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great experience to just have a great, great opportunity to possibly catch a fish. I mean, these fish are called 1 out of 10,000 cast fish.
Mm-hmm.
You really increase your odds. It's just an immeasurable amount when you're in a boat. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Oh, yeah. And then, you got lodges coming from, the north as well as Canada, northern Minnesota.
Yeah, we do have a number of lodges, absolutely. It's a good group of people that show up at this thing. It's a good group of lodges that show up here. It's a good group all the way around. If you want to talk about some of the longtime people in this industry, Suic has been around for well over 50 years. There's a perennial. You're meeting the actual manufacturer owners. You're going to meet Mike Suic.
Mm-hmm.
Muskie Innovations, you're going to meet Brad Rue. He's the actual owner, inventor of every product he has. And that's what's kind of neat about these adventures. You're not meeting just some golden-throated pitch man. You're actually meeting the person that's manufacturing, making these products.
Yeah. And, I mean, Lunge and Lures, which is, here in Illinois, I mean, they're going to be there. You have, I'm just looking at your whole long list. You got Muskie Clubs that are going to be there. So you can even find somebody who, can show you. Join a club. Be part of a bunch of people that enjoy doing this or teaching you how to do this. The one thing I saw it, I said, well, I have to ask Mike this question. And it was like, Muskie Fool Fly Fishing?
Yeah, if muskie fishing isn't hard enough.
That's what I mean.
these guys have taken it to a whole other level. And they're an amazing group of people. dedicated to muskie fishing, dedicated to muskie preservation. They go way out of their ways just to educate and absolutely stop in. Dan Donovan, the owner of the company, will be there. Absolutely introduce yourself. Again, they do guiding too. So if you ever thought, you know, hey, I want to break up my whole fishing repertoire here. I'm going to go fishing with the fly rod.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blast. Absolutely a blast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I saw that, I went, oh, I got to go talk to this guy. Because like you put it the best way, even it's hard enough muskie fishing at times. We're talking fly fishing for muskies, and they'll probably tell us, no, it's easier to do it when you're fly fishing, you know. They'll get into all that natural presentation look, et cetera, et cetera. It's all Greek to me.
Well, they'll do it. Well, not only do it fly fishing, but they'll do it on paddle boards and that type of thing too. So
mm-hmm.
it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Somebody told me you're going to have boats there.
We do have a number of dealerships there. Lake Holiday, Lake County boats, Waterworks. Be there. Recon Boats out of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Is going to be there. So yeah, absolutely. The standard bearers of muskie fishing, boat manufacturing wise, will be there.
Yeah.
Lunder otherwise.
Yeah. Waterworks, good friend of our show here. One of our sponsors is going to be there with a number of nice Lund boats. And he's got a ton more back at the shop, so I don't think that the boat you see is the only one he's got, because he's got a lot of other things there. Yellowbird's going to be there. I mean, it's just, I'm looking, there's almost 100 boots that I'm counting here, okay? It's just on.
Yeah, we'll have 149 booths.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have almost 100 vendors.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, that is just amazing to have that much for one specific species of fish. And I think it's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The important thing is, okay, if you want to start muskie fishing, or even if you're a seasoned pro, you've got guides coming out there. And the guides can talk to you about, you know, going out with them, when's the best time, set up a time. Because when you go out with somebody, you've just increased your chance at hooking a muskie. But on top of all this, you've got some seminars?
Yeah, absolutely. The seminar speakers are basically, a lot of these guys are the guides.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them also are just really, really, really smart, dedicated fishermen. But to a large degree, they're guides. They are guides. They are professional guides.
Mm-hmm.
They are guys that really do know their way around a body of water. They'll be given different various topics on, you know, techniques, reading a body of water, mm-hmm. how to actually fish a body of water. Just anything you'd ever dream about muskie fishing, these guys are the go-to guys. These guys are doing it. They're living it. They're breathing it. And, you know, it's amazing to make a living doing this. It's not easy. People might say, oh, they're charging, you know, $500 for a day of mm-hmm. whatever fishing. But I don't think a lot of people realize the expense that they do have associated with this.
So
it's not like they're making $500.
No.
So, and not all of them charge that much. I mean, you can do also half-day trips and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Get a chance to maybe... You know, depending on the body of water you want to be on, take a look at the speaker list and see who you maybe want to jump in a boat with.
Yeah. On Friday, you got Greg Thomas, Jason Quintano. Saturday, you have Mike Calderazzo, I think it is. I'm mispronouncing his name, I think. Mike Hulbert, Josh Brovinsky, Jeff Van Remortel. Sunday, you've got Austin Wiggerman and Dan Donovan. I mean, I could go for 3 days and listen to seminars.
Yeah, you sure could, and you would learn a lot. The topics, again, like I said, would be very wide-ranging. Noted this, Mike Calderazzo has actually, he has a world record fish in his boat. It happens to be a northern, but he is definitely an accomplished
mm-hmm.
muskie fisherman. To have a world record of any species is pretty amazing.
So. Yeah. And then you've got, you can sign up for a free replica drawing for a prize catch from Lax Ray Productions. You've got a 7-day adventure to Cave Run Lake. I talked to those guys last year. They're a great group of people.
Oh, yeah, no. And that's also in a body of water that when it's cold up here, it's maybe not so cold down there.
Yeah, because you're talking Kentucky, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot warmer down there. I mean, when you start adding all of these things up, going to the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, not this weekend, next weekend, everybody. Don't start jumping in your car and saying, we got to go. But go online and purchase your tickets, because that way you're all covered. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 19th, 20th, and 21st. And some radio guy from ESPN is going to be there all weekend, too. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, ESPN called me up, and they said they wanted to put in this personality. His name is Chauncey.
Yeah, some guy named Chauncey, you know. And you said, well, my mother told me I had to be nice to people with problems, so we'll bring Chauncey to the show.
Boy, those were exact words. Were exact words. God rest your soul.
You know, so, I mean, I have a lot of fun at this show. We just, like I said, there's more stories and different things, and you can be part of this thing. There's food at the show, right?
Absolutely. There is food. There are beverages. There's cold beer. You name it. It's a good family friendly event. I would say on a scale of expensiveness in terms of shows like this, mm-hmm. I would say we are not an expensive show.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, this is just going to be an exciting time for everyone to come out to the Muskie Expo. And, you know, this is the one that's in Chicago. Now, you know, our signal is everywhere east of the Mississippi River. So I just want everybody to know, too, that there's, for our friends in Wisconsin that are listening to this program, you can also check out the Muskie Show at the Washington County Fair Park on February 16th, 17th, and 18th. So, or if you, it's Milwaukee. It's just down the street. It's West Bend, Wisconsin. You know, you go have a couple of brats in town and go out to the show. I mean, this is another. You go see two times, you know?
Yeah, well, a lot of the same vendors, but not all the same. So it is a similar show, but it's not the same show.
Right. So. Exactly. Well, I mean, once again, give me the email address so people can go and sign up and buy their tickets this weekend for next weekend, right?
Yes, Muskie, M-U-S-K-I-E, mm-hmm. E-X-P-O,
MuskieExpo.com. You get a discount purchasing the tickets this weekend. There's all kinds of free prizes at the show that you can get when you come in, and there's, as I mentioned, a couple of great, a trip and a reproduction and many other great items are all available for you at the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds next weekend. So be there or be square, as they say. Mike, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Chauncey. Appreciate it very much.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. Muskieexpo.com.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2, so you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
Catch the big one. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Brandon Polinick, Matt Robinson, Steve Heiding, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, and more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 25th through 28th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportsshows.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Somebody say,
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying it today. I'm having a great time today, as I do every week with you, and I enjoy you bringing me into your hearts, your homes, your cars, your ice shanties, wherever you're at. I enjoy it being with you in the great outdoors. Hey, let's get the Aiden Fishing Report here. He did send me something. Let me see what it says. I got to open it up. And once again, the Aiden Fisherman Report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Call them and say, what's the Chauncey price on this? Papa, Mom would not let us go fishing or checking out anything because the roads were bad. She says, as a fireman, she doesn't want to go out on a call for her own family, so we couldn't go out. I asked her, can we go out when it gets better? And she said, talk to me when the snow stops. I told her that might be March. She didn't like that. Aiden, don't antagonize. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Grandpa. We had a great time at Christmas seeing you. Oh, that's cool, Aiden. That was good. Okay, once again, that report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Hey, let's talk about, we're going to have ice fishing. Believe it or not, man, I'm talking, maybe some ponds are going to have enough ice to go out on. Remember, be careful, careful, careful. I don't go on unless there's 4 inches. Some people will do 2 and 3. God love you. I don't. But ice fishing is going to kick in here because the Mother Nature's ice machine is going crazy. And those backwaters, small ponds, even the larger lakes are going to be, you know, it's going to be zero and wind chills of 20 below and everything else. And that's going to produce a lot of ice. So let's keep that going. And probably I would say Sunday, it's going to be a little tough with the wind. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we probably see some decent ice. And remember, the Muskie Show starts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. So come on out to the Muskie Show and see us and be part of it. A couple of items that I picked up on. Perch fishing is still trying, but the ice is going to mess some of those areas up that people have been working. Keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on social media if you want to see if these areas are catching fish or not. It's been hit or miss, though. It really, really has. So I don't want to say it's been great, but some guys have done well. Some guys haven't. Boaters have been out doing shore fishermen pretty well. That's all I'm going to say. Chain of Lakes, I'm expecting Monday to be a good time to go out and chase those fish on the chain because it should be safe by that time. And my dear buddy Derek was up on Green Lake, and he said there was a handful of boaters, but after this big cold front, I'm not sure how much we're going to see about any boats out on Green Lake soon. Okay, well, thanks for that quick report. It's just that there's so many different things going on like this. Up north in Wisconsin, Minocqua area and Hayward, walleye are very good through the ice. Best to go with shiners near some, you know, weeds in about anywhere between 6 and 12 feet of water is really early in the morning, but low light period. That's when the fish really enjoy those locations. And they're going to do better for your action then than trying some of the other stuff. Northern pike are very, very good. I like that. Also, near the weeds, the biggest shiner you can get on a tip-up, just hold on, watch that flag pop, and wear some creepers so you don't fall and, you know, break the melon between you on your shoulders there. You know what I mean. Bluegill, I would say, are good up in northern Wisconsin through the ice. Ice definitely has increased in thickness. It was only 2 in some places up to 4 last week, and it definitely has jumped up to more than 4 to even 6 inches in some locations, and it's going to be even better by Saturday of this week. But the winter storms are going to keep a lot of people in because you don't want to be driving anywhere when there's a whiteout condition. I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, don't want to do that. We're seeing some steelhead being caught in southwest Michigan there, near Berrien Springs. That's a good sign. But the action has been very light because of the weather. That's the other killer on that. So you got to remember all of these different things that are out there. But, you know, please remember, anytime you're going out ice fishing, and once again, we're going to have ice. I'm not saying always check it. I never tell anybody to go out without checking. And if you see somebody out there, still check because they may have walked in from another area. And always make sure you're safe. Have your proper safety equipment with you, and you will be fine. You will be fine. I can hear the flute playing. That means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb from my good friend, Apen Sui Majuat. It says, certain things will catch your eye, but pursue only those that catch your heart. Certain things will catch your eye, but pursue only those that will catch your heart. Thanks, Apen Sui. That's a good one. Hey, I'm going to be the guest speaker at the Southside Muskie Hawks on January 17th at 7 p.m. at the Sock Bar and Grill, 9300 South Roberts Road. Come on out there. Let's have some fun. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week at the Muskie Show also.